It's a mild and muggy Tuesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England, and a cold front is coming through the area, providing focus for some showers and thunderstorms, and some of these storms have the potential to be locally severe through the rest of the day into tonight, with strong wind gusts and also some hail. Of course, any thunderstorm has thunder and lightning, and a reminder that if you are in an area where there is a thunderstorm, you want to seek shelter until that storm safely passes. There's also the chance that some of these storms will produce some heavy downpours. Now you feel all that mugginess in the air, and these storms will tend to wring out some of that moisture in the form of heavier rain, at least in some areas. Those dew points are really up this afternoon. We're feeling that mugginess with our dew point temperatures running mainly in the middle to upper 60s. When the dew point reaches close to the 70-degree mark, it is quite humid. Now, the good news about the humidity is that once this front passes tonight, we'll start to see some less humid air come in from the west, so it won't be as humid late tonight and especially into the day tomorrow, so things will feel a little bit more pleasant here as we go through the day on Wednesday. Now, in the short term, again, we're monitoring that potential for some showers and storms and some locally heavy weather into especially the first half of the night. Those showers may linger even after midnight. A few patches of fog are possible as temperatures fall back into the 60s. Some 50s are possible, especially north and west of the capital region. Moving into the day tomorrow, it'll be a more comfortable day with a blend of clouds and sunshine. There is still a chance for a pop-up shower or storm as we go through the day. Best chance for that will be in New England as we head into the day on Wednesday. But all of us have the chance to see a passing shower, but most of the day will be dry. Temperatures tomorrow will be quite pleasant, running mainly in the 70s to right around 80 degrees. The weather stays dry on Thursday, and then another front will approach on Friday, and that'll bring us the chance for some wet weather as we begin the holiday weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, especially this evening, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, chance of a shower or storm, less humid, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, especially during the evening, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a shower or storm, less humid, high in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, especially this evening, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a shower or storm, less humid, high 78 to 84. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, especially this evening, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a shower or storm, less humid, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 78 to 84, and on Friday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.